You're listening to A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Raves. Arkansas State University has an active study abroad program. The university also has an undergraduate degree agreement in Japan and a graduate degree agreement in Mexico to broaden the learning experience of students. Executive Director of Global Initiatives at Arkansas State University is Dr. Thilissa Vakamaran. He tells about the agreement in Japan.
We've had a long-lasting relationship with Saitama University, which is about 45 minutes outside of Tokyo, for about 10 years now. Over time, we've done exchanges. We've done summer programs with them. We currently have, I think, three students in their summer program over in Saitama right now. We're also looking to do a faculty-led program next year. While we were working with them, they approached us about doing a double degree program with them, where students would do 2 years at Saitama University and then come here for the last 2 years and get degrees from both institutions, or our students can start here for 2 years and then go down there for the last 2 years and get a double degree from both institutions.
And what would those degrees be in?
From them, it would be the Bachelor's in Liberal Arts, and from ours, it would be the Bachelor's of Interdisciplinary Studies.
Okay. How did this partnership start?
About 2 years ago, I think, I visited their campus, and they had just gotten a grant from the national government to expand their international programs. Mm-hmm. And so they approached us about doing a double degree because they don't have one on their campus at the undergraduate level, and we didn't have one, and so they were interested. They have an American Studies program, so they had several faculty members who had come to the U.S. to get their PhDs, and they had courses in English, and so they wanted to see if we would be interested in doing a partnership.
This kind of partnership is an exciting thing for both universities. How does it benefit Arkansas State? And then how does it also benefit the university there in Japan?
I think it's the same benefit for both universities. It gives an opportunity to, one, to bring international students to both campuses. Our students going over there, their students coming over here. It broadens the world. It also helps us send our students abroad. By having Japanese students on our campus, they socialize with our, traditional domestic students, and so they learn about each other's culture and make friends. And then at least when our students want to go somewhere, they have a friend back in Japan that they could go to their university and collaborate together and take classes together and actually hang out. So it helps create that. It also helps with our enrollment.
And I know that this is something that is a little different from the other exchange and study abroad programs that you have. But just briefly, could you tell us about some of the study abroad programs that we have here at Arkansas State?
We have three different types of programs. One is the faculty-led program, so which typically happens during the summertime, where a faculty member takes students from a particular discipline for anywhere for between 2 weeks to a month. Program. We also have exchange programs where we have partnerships with different universities across the world where we could send students who pay tuition at a state and then go take classes at a country abroad. And then we also have third-party programs where nonprofit organizations set up where they act as a liaison between us and several different universities across the world to help facilitate the exchanges. We don't have partnerships in every country in the world. They have partnerships in countries that we don't, so we use those three mechanisms to send students abroad.
And that's something that's been very successful, in involving numerous students.
Yeah, we've last year I think we had 179 students from A-State that went abroad, either in one of those three categories. We currently are just wrapping up a trip from Iceland for photography with Kimberly Vickers. We just had David Levetter take sports management students to Barcelona. We have some students in Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Thailand. So we pretty much cover the globe in terms of where we send our students. For next year, we're planning faculty-led trips to Japan, Senegal, in Africa, and we'll always have our traditional Costa Rica and Nicaragua research trips. We also are looking at a trip possibly to New Zealand for photography again.
But this is different because The agreement with Japan is actually working towards a degree, is that right?
That is very true. So this is our first, I think, if I'm not mistaken, undergraduate double degree with a university in Japan. And I think it's their first as a national university in Japan with a U.S. institution at the undergraduate level to have a double degree. And so it gives our students an opportunity and their students an opportunity to earn 2 degrees within 4 years. And also to spend 2 years in Japan and 2 years in the U.S. for the students from Saitama University.
Yeah. Do you foresee this being something that there could be more agreements in the future, maybe with expanding the study abroad or having a similar agreement like this with Japan, maybe in the future with other countries?
Yeah, actually, we have one at the graduate level right now with Mexico. So we have a university in Mexico, not the Querétaro campus, but another university in Mexico, where they do 1 year in sports administration there, and then they come here to finish their last year. And so we actually have 3 graduate students that are here to do some research as part of that program already this summer. And the one in Japan, we already have one student who's very interested in the program. And so the chancellor got to meet her when he was down there a month ago or so. Mm-hmm. We are looking for other countries to do a similar partnership like this with them. And we have several in China that are interested. And then we have several in India that are interested in these types of partnerships.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time. Before we let you run, is there anything else you'd like to add about this, please?
No, I just think that it's a unique opportunity for students from Arkansas to be able to go abroad and experience another culture and at the same time earn a degree. It also gives them a competitive edge, I think, in the global economy and the global workforce these days. And so having that experience will, I think, help them gain a job.
It's Dr. Thilla Savakamaran from Arkansas State University talking about the Global Initiatives Program. I'm Jonathan Raves.